Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. We continue our Taking Care of You in 2022 series today with a segment on weekend road trips, because sometimes you just have to take a break. With a few long weekends on the horizons, if you're back working from home or feeling a little stir crazy post holidays, our next guest has done the legwork and has some suggestions. Condé Nast Traveler shared 8 options for cozy weekend getaways from New York City, with a range from wallet friendly Airbnbs to break the bank spas. You can go all outdoorsy and go snowboarding, or get a new read from an area independent bookstore and curl up by a fireplace. Layla, I'm going to get it right. Layla Erikoglu from Condé Nast Traveler joins us. Hi, Layla.
Hi, how are you?
And people may remember Layla. She's been on our show before. She's the co-host of the Women Who Travel podcast. Hey, listeners, are you looking for an escape? Maybe you have something planned already. Well, crowdsource this. What are your favorite weekend getaway spots? If you have a trip planned, we'd love to hear about it. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC, or hit us up on social media at All of It WNYC. In the meantime, we'll get to some of Layla's suggestions. I love this one. Kennebunkport, Maine. It's about 5-hour drive away from New York City. Many people, Layla, associate this with President George Herbert Walker Bush, or like whale pants. So is it super preppy and Yankee-ish?
You know, as an English person who lives in the US, I'm going to say no comment on that perception. But I will say that it is usually perceived as a summer getaway. And the idea of Maine in winter might seem a little daunting. But I personally love a winter beach. I think there's something incredibly romantic about it. And it's quiet and it's isolated, which I think is something we're all probably looking for right now. It also has access to skiing, which is an amazing thing if you're looking for something a little bit more active than curling up in front of a fire. There's cross-country skiing, a whole network of trails at a place called Harris Farm. But there's also some lovely hotels to curl up into, including the Boathouse Waterfront Hotel and the White Barn Inn and Spa, if cross-country skiing doesn't quite seem your cup of tea and you want someone to look after you a little bit more.
Listeners, we want to hear about your favorite long weekend jaunts away from New York City. 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. Actually, you know, I want to ask you this, Layla. Can you make most people think about, like, I want to get someplace warm, but I guess right around now, a lot of people don't want to get on planes or don't feel comfortable getting on planes. Can you make the case for going for the full snowy cold weekend trip?
I can make the case for it because I've done it myself. Actually, a few years ago in February, which I would argue is probably the coldest time in the Northeast, I went up to the Adirondacks and stayed in a cabin near Lake Placid. And it is one of the most memorable trips I've taken during my time living in the New York area. It's so mountainous. It feels truly like you're in, I would, you know, in some sort of far-flung ski town. Lake Placid as a town is beautiful. It's obviously frozen over that time. You can walk across it. There's plenty of, obviously it has the Olympic Center, which is actually closed for remodeling at the moment, but it does mean that you have opportunities to go skiing in that region. Mm-hmm. And the drive up there, especially for the latter half of it, is incredibly picturesque. It's winding roads through mountains. It's everything that you think of when you're thinking of a winter trip. And I don't know, I think there's something quite fun about just throwing yourself in the deep end when it comes to the cold and just bundling up and embracing it.
All right. Well, let's talk about Vermont then. Woodstock, Vermont is on your list if you're talking about cold. I've been to Woodstock, Vermont. It is so beautiful and just postcard-like. The views are legendary. What is special about them?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of what I was already describing in Lake Placid. Admittedly, I will say that one of all the picks that are on this list, I haven't personally been up to Vermont in the winter. I've been there in the summer, mm-hmm. which I think we can all agree is a very lush, beautiful time. But it's also, it's, you know, you've got cute towns that you can explore. There's also a bunch of resorts and inns that you can stay in, the Woodstock Inn and Resort, the Lincoln Inn and Resort, which is at a covered bridge. Twin Farms is also an incredibly luxurious option if you want to kind of push the boat out and treat yourself during the winter. And it even has private ski slopes, ice fishing, biking trails, but you can also completely relax and rewind there if that's something you would prefer.
What about if I don't have a whole lot of money to spend?
So I think I would firstly suggest that you could just do a day trip. Mm-hmm. One place that I really love is Hudson. It's an amazing town if you want to go shopping, fantastic antiquing. Mm-hmm. If like me, you found the pandemic has led you to constantly mentally redecorating your apartment, going to Hudson and finding some, you know, new home decor or furniture is, I think, a really wonderful weekend activity that's very easy to pull off by train. There's also another thing that I have my eye on personally, which is this company called Getaway that has a series of cabins across the US, including in the New York area, where, I mean, the name is all kind of in the name. it's all based around wanting to get out of the city you live in. And they're tiny little cabins in the middle of nowhere, but they have, you know, little luxe amenities, so you're not entirely camping out in the woods, including Wi-Fi. and they have these like amazing big square open windows that look out into the wilderness, and you can really feel like you're off on your own in the middle of nowhere, but with amenities just around the corner.
I am for glamping. I've done it. I am pro glamping. It's a lot of fun. My guest is Leila Erikoglu from Condé Nast Traveler. We're talking about some quick weekend getaways from New York City. The Berkshires are interesting because if you're a fan of art, it seems like it might be a great place to check out. Where can I go when I go to the Berkshires?
So if you're in the Berkshires, which I do want to add actually is a wonderful place to stop if you want to do the trip up to Vermont, it's on that route. So you could always tack that on or split the road trip up into two. But for art lovers, there's the Clark and there's Mass MoCA, which are two incredibly lauded art museums that are in Williamstown. Easy to drive up there. You're in the heart of Massachusetts. And then you also have, if you don't want to just have sculpture, there are ski slopes on the Catamount Mountain Resort, Butternut and Jimmy Peak in the Taconic Mountains. So you really, you can balance culture with some activity if that's what you, that's what you feel inclined towards.
I also know the Berkshires is a place where there's a lot of wellness resorts, some very fancy ones. Like we're talking about really pushing the budget, but if you have it in your budget, you can do it up there.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? I want to talk about the Poconos. I think the Poconos made your list, and you're not from here, but if you are from this area and of a certain age, there used to be this classic television ad for the Poconos. Let's play it and talk about the Poconos as an option on the other side.
Have a fine winter time in the Poconos. At your host with the most in the Poconos. Beautiful Mount Airy Lodge.
Have every kind of winter fun at Mount Airy Lodge or Pocono Gardens. Beautiful rooms, fabulous food, headline entertainment. Winter, spring, summer, fall.
Okay, so that was this cheesiest ad from when we were growing up. I sort of have that vision of the Poconos in my head. Tell me what the Poconos are like in 2022.
Well, I'm sold on that ad. It's incredible. So the Poconos in 2022, I think probably still has a lot of what that ad was promoting. There's got skiing, sledding and tubing in the area. You have Camelback Mountain and Blue Mountain Resort, a whole network of trails. I think it's something like 185 trails to explore. So it's full of wintertime activities. It's also super family friendly if you want to go skiing as a family. But you do have a nice array of hotels to choose from as well. There's the Lodge at Woodlock, which is incredibly cozy. Which is great if you want to lean into the winter season. And then there's also a more family-friendly option, which is Skytop Lodge, which has 5,500 acres of forest to explore.
Could you share any tips for folks who are like, you know what, I'm still feeling COVID conservative. I'm okay getting in my own car and going up or renting a car, but I don't want to stay in a hotel. Are Airbnbs, VRBO, is that the best way to go?
I would definitely suggest looking into Airbnbs. I would spend some time looking at the reviews of any Airbnb that you're interested in booking in. We always suggest trying to book with a superhost, which means that they have consistently good performance as a host. And I've found, you know, you're just kind of guaranteed to feel a little bit more looked after when you're there, and you know that the cleanliness is up to standards. And I have to say, I think Airbnbs are a great option, both in a COVID world and also if you're traveling on a little bit more of a budget, or you're choosing to get away with some friends and kind of have a travel pod. I definitely did that a few times last winter, and coincidentally, me and some friends are talking about doing a trip to the Poconos.
Well, it's funny. The last one on your list we're going to talk about, before I even knew you were coming on, I booked. Kent, Whitfield County, Connecticut. I wanted to go see Kent, Connecticut. I understand it's just a cool little town. Why are you sold on Lickfield County, Connecticut?
Okay, so from a personal standpoint, I have to say I am a big Gilmore Girls fan. and anything that looks a little bit like Stars Hollow, as many towns in Connecticut do, I can't resist. But Kent is filled with art galleries to explore, and again, more antiquing and homeware stores, which, as I've definitely suggested at this point, I'm completely obsessed with at the moment. And then you have those winter sports options as well. There's Mohawk Mountain, which is the state's oldest ski resort, which I'm sure many people have driven past before, and it just looks so at home in the mountains and exactly what I'm looking for when I'm in that sort of region. And there's also Black Rock State Park, so you can go cross country skiing, as well as a bunch of lovely inn and hotel and spa options like the Mayflower Inn and Spa.
And also the covered bridges up in Cornwall and the waterfall. You can see, I'm ready.
Yeah. Love a covered bridge. Don't forget those in England. They're great.
My guest has been Alale Erekoglu from Condé Nast Traveler. There are more options on the list. If you Google, you can check out the article. We'll post it as well. Lale, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure.
And that is all of it for today. I'm Allison Stewart. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you. Be a hero. Wear a mask. Be a superhero. Follow vaccine mandates. And I'll meet you back here next time.